Hello and welcome back to the Common Cult Podcast. A cult podcast with real takes and no clickbait. I'm Josh Hudgens, joined by Dan Hertzler. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, I feel like we got another gut punch there. Man, everything was looking like a pretty impressive win going against a Browns defense and then just kind of fell apart at the end. And man, we got a lot to say, but we do one-word reactions here, Josh. Give me one word. How are we feeling right now?
A little surprised, honestly. Maybe not surprised entirely by the result of this game. Honestly, heading into the game, I kind of thought the Browns were going to find a way to pull it out with the way their defense has been playing. But more surprised at how we got there. And we're going to talk about the officiating a little bit. We're going to talk about some other things. But the Colts offense came to play today. The Browns came to play today offensively in different ways. Just a weird game. Long game, by the way, and a weird game. What about you?
I just think it sucks, to be honest with you. I mean, there's so much in this game I really wanted to get excited for. We were chatting during the game, and you know, just the offense, like you mentioned, against the Browns defense has been historically great. You know, if they maybe would have blocked Garrett a little bit more, but maybe that wouldn't have come down to the end. But hey, that's a different story. Garrett's a great player. Hats off to him on that, all what he did, especially the first half. But Colts offense looked good, and good play calling, good running. Everything is starting to get excited for this team again. I feel like it has these weeks where there's so much right there, but then the loss at the end, it just feels like it sucked all the wind right out of our sails. And man, I'm just feeling down again. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a young team, man, and the one thing that young teams tend to struggle how to do is find a way to win games. And when you have a quarterback who's not elite, it really hurts. And Gardner Minshew, I don't know if I want to love him or hate him today. He had moments in this game where he looked awesome, ran two touchdowns in over 300 yards passing. And then there were moments where, you know, I don't know if I want to blame him 100%. Some of them fumbles were obviously just Myles Garrett being Myles Garrett, I think. Obviously the interceptions weren't good, but to me, the biggest takeaway I had offensively, Josh Downs is legit. He's a freak. He had over 100 yards receiving. Jonathan Taylor, over 100 all-purpose yards. There was a drive this game where he capped it off with a touchdown where I was like, okay, JT feels like he's kind of coming back. I've seen the JT of old. Pierce had some big catches. Pittman had some big catches. Yep. I mean, like you said, I could see a team starting to form a little bit on the offensive side of the ball. And that was encouraging.
Yeah, that's the part again. I still go back to I'm impressed with Shane Steichen, with him being able to put these pieces, a lot of the same pieces we saw last year, fail, and he's putting them into place to do something again. I can't understate how historic this Browns defense was coming in here. What they did to the Niners offense last week. This is a really, really, really good NFL defense, and the Colts just went up and down the field on them. And we saw the rushing attack was not affected by AR not being there. We saw Zach Moss and Jonathan Taylor both be productive. We saw JT get more involved in the passing game, some home run shots. Pittman, you know, showed his ability. So they're right there. They're potentially a good team, I think. And then, you know, to me, and I just got to bring it up. I don't understand kind of the defensive play calls on that last drive. I just don't get it. I mean, it felt like they waited until they got to maybe the 30 or 20 yard line until they started being aggressive and blitzing and bringing that pressure, which PJ Walker was struggling with that all second half. And so, you know, you sit back, you let that guy get time, they march down the field, and then you put the game in the hands of the refs, which we'll talk about as well too. So I really think, you know, the Colts blew it there, you know, in those maybe 3 minute to 2 minute window there where they were just sitting back and letting the Browns just march down the field and get close to the end zone.
Yeah, it's interesting. Obviously, defensively, especially that clutch drive, that last minute drive, they were sagging way off, obviously. And then they had the kind of cover two looking shell between the safety and the corner where Walker made just a beautiful throw. But just a side note here, the Browns, who are in a position, or they hope to be in a position to make a Super Bowl run, they're just not it, man. I mean, Deshaun Watson, I mean, they traded, what, 3 first-round draft picks for that guy?
Yep.
$230 million guaranteed, fully guaranteed contract.
Yep.
It's like, I'm glad we're not the Browns. Like, I mean, you invested your whole future in this guy, all the money in the world. He nicked his shoulder up a little bit. I don't know if you caught this. And he was kind of questionable going into the game. And he could have gone back in the game, but they're holding him out precautionary. I mean, that just, he got benched. He got benched in my eyes. I mean, he was terrible. I mean, making awful reads. The Browns have got themselves in a long-term problem with Deshaun Watson. So long-term, I don't know about the Browns. But back to the game, and we talked about it a little bit. Officiating right at the end, and I've seen it on Twitter. I've seen McAfee tweeting about it. I've seen Colts on Twitter or Colts on Reddit fans talking about it. What do you place the blames on the refs at all? I know there's some people upset about the pass interference, the play before it. What do you think about all that?
Well, again, I hate to put yourself in a position that the refs have to make the decision. And I think that's the way any team needs to approach this, because that's what you can control. And they could have controlled not letting the Browns march down the field and get close to the end zone. The illegal contact, the one on the fumble, that was actually, I think, a good call. I think, I don't know if it was Cooper or whoever made a nice double move, and there was illegal contact. There was holding there. That gets called. I've seen plenty of games where it doesn't get called too. So you can kind of go either way, but I really can't argue that one. The next one, the pass interference one, that ball was not a catchable ball. That was a really bad call. That should not have been called, especially in that situation. If you're a ref, you do not want to make the call that helps another team win the game unless it is clear and obvious. And that was not clear and obvious. That was an uncatchable ball. That was a bad, bad call. But hey, you know, you can't put yourself in that spot. You've got to be a team that just shuts the door down. And that's just not where the Colts are at right now. Like you mentioned earlier, they're a young team. They don't know how to win games. And this is a huge example of that. It's such a bummer and a disappointment. And I get all the emotion behind it. I get the refs are easy to blame, and there is some blame there. I definitely agree there is, but I can't put all my emotion into that, because there's so much other stuff the Colts could have done.
Yeah, I know there's going to be a lot of fans kind of throwing stuff at the TV because of the ending of that game. And honestly, I didn't even like the call before the PI. What do they call it? Illegal hands? Use
illegal
of hands.
Contact.
Yeah, illegal contact. I didn't think that was a great call. But to me, I've never been the kind of guy who like, I don't know, complains about refs. There's something about it. It feels like I'm this like loser fan, like throwing tomatoes at the TV. Honestly, the Colts led up over 30 points to PJ Walker and the Browns today. I mean, there were so many other opportunities in this game where they could have played to win the game or won the game. And I know these were game deciding calls because they happened at the end, but they very well could have happened in the third quarter and we wouldn't have been talking about it as much. You know, let's take a step back and think about the play where Minshew throws it to Pittman and it's behind his ear, and he kind of catches it and he brings it down, then he turns his head upfield. Minshew misses the pass. Pittman kind of takes his eyes off the ball too. I mean, there's plays like that happen throughout the game where the team could have done what they could to win the game. So yeah, I mean, I think the refs did impact this game, but I'm not going to sit here and throw tomatoes either. But I guess, you know, this game, I'm sick to my stomach. I mean, this week for Colts fans, there was the Jaguars, and then there was ARs out for the season, and Grover Stewart suspended. Now this late game blown. It's just been a wild week to be a Colts fan.
Yeah, and I think we saw a little bit of the loss of Stewart, you know, some of the runs that they were able to get right up the middle. You know, and that's going to take some time to figure out. I mean, look, if you're an optimistic Colts fan, there's some positives here you can walk away from. You can feel good about where this team is mentioned or trending. You mentioned the Browns. I agree with you. I think they're trending in the wrong direction. I think they've just got a lot of big questions they've got to ask, where the Colts I think are going to be trending in the right direction. We're going to take our lumps. We're going to take our bruises. If you're more pessimistic, you're just like, man, we had a game to win. We could be fighting for maybe a seventh seed playoff. We're 500-ish team. We need these kind of wins. We can't let these ones slip through. And I'd be right there with you as well too. Side note though, man, those uniforms were sweet. I wish those were a little bit more regular, man. I really was digging those uniforms.
I liked them too. Actually, in the off season when they announced them, I didn't like them as much, but seeing them on the field, they looked good. And Colts had some young guys really step up today. I mean, not all, obviously didn't come out with a win, but besides offense, I mean, Julian Blackman showed up today in a big way. just a lot of young pieces. It's a growing team, and we're gonna have this. So, guys, if you could take a moment and comment your thoughts on the game, who are you sticking under the bus? Who are you giving the Curtis Painter game ball to? Is it Daryl Baker there on defense, or is it defensive coordinator? That's probably who I'm giving mine to. But and let us know. Subscribe to our channel. We're pushing 2,000 subscribers, and if you want to join us on that ride, make sure to do that. Hey guys, thanks again for watching the Common Cult podcast, and hope you have a great day.